Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me on today and investing your time here on the God's Vibes podcast. If you are new, welcome, 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 welcome. You may have found your weirdos. We have a bunch of different things that we do on the podcast. We have really a teaching ministry. So we teach biblical truth and we make it real and relevant. So you can literally listen to something here and apply it in your life immediately, which is really the point after all, right? We also have an opportunity for you to get coached live on the God's Vibes podcast for free, totally free. It's called the God's Vibes Hotline. So you can just fill out a form and jump on live with me and get any question that you have answered, whether that's in business, entrepreneurship, relationships, spiritual growth, personal development, self-confidence, whatever it might be. I'm also trauma-informed, so if there's something in that lane as well, it's all fair game. You can talk about anything you've got here live on the podcast for free. We do keep it anonymous, so we don't record the video, and we only use your first name just to protect you and your privacy, no matter where you're at in your journey. But the beautiful thing about even the God's Vibes Hotline is that when you come online and get coached, then your coaching and your testimony blessings those who hear it. So it's so, so powerful. I encourage you to activate some courage and join me live. We also have different guest interviews on the podcast, and we share a lot about what's going on in Courage Co. So if you're not familiar with Courage Co., I'm going to come and enlighten you. I feel like some people are not aware of what happens in Courage Co. And if you're brand new, you likely have zero clue. So Courage Co. is a movement. It is a community that is set up on a platform. It's a private app off social media so that you literally have this dedicated space to grow personally, to spiritually develop and evolve, to connect with other people that are like-minded and on the same journey, and to build community and fellowship with other faith walkers and truly accelerate your breakthroughs in a lot of ways, which is so profound and so powerful. And when you are just willing to show up, it's amazing what God will do. When you give God a little, just watch and see what he will do. So over in Courage Co., there is so much going on. I was explaining to a beautiful woman via email the other day, she thought that there was only paid plans. And while Courage Co. and the training and the development and the programs are not free for good reason. There is a ton of free value. So for example, the podcast is totally free. You can bless us just by listening and rating the podcast 5 stars, leaving reviews, inviting your favorite humans here. But inside Courage Co., there are free weekly small groups every single day of the week that you can plug into and grow and develop in community. And they are such a breadth and width and depth of groups. And the leadership is next level. So heart-centered and servant leaders in every single group. Such beautiful leadership that is offered in every single one of those groups. There are prophetic prayer calls that you can join us on every other Wednesday morning. And there are often free workshops and challenges that we will sprinkle in there, in addition to several programs that we price way less than the value that they are. So some of those are the 30-day faith walking program, a Courage Co. training bundle, which is literally an entire year of training on demand and how you put God at the center of it all. It's almost like life mastery, but with God. So that is worth it if you just want a whole year of training at your own pace. We have the God's Vibes Mastermind, which is a VIP mastermind, and this is Holy Spirit boot camp. Like, this is like your inner life going to the gym is really what's happening here. So a lot of us neglect our inner life, unfortunately, until we can't anymore, until the pain becomes too much or grief becomes too much or a huge life change becomes too much. And then we realize we got to go in there. So I'm talking things like your thought life, your emotional maturity, your heart, your behaviors, right? The motives of your heart, your spirit, and making sure that your spirit is what is guiding your life versus your emotions or versus opinions of man or different thoughts. Your inner life is where your power is, and it's creating what you see on the outside. So the God's Vibes Mastermind is really powerful. It's designed to really up-level your life from the inside out and help you to access the relationship with God that you never knew that you could have, to step into who you really are, who God says you are, to walk out the purpose, the assignment, the callings that are connected to that, and to accelerate and multiply your influence and your impact. It is really powerful. It's designed to be 3 months long, but you get access to it for an entire year, which also means an entire year of coaching. So the community in there is so special and sacred. There's so much beautiful work that happens in that group. Alumni get all sorts of special benefits in there as well. So that's just a perk of going through the program, but that's a great option. We also have a Spirit-Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program. More on that to come very soon. The next round will be in July. And we have prophetic monthly training. So if you've really wanted to know how to cultivate your gifts as they come and are activated through use, right? If you want a space where you can literally have experiential education, you can practice, you can get activated, you can get around a prophetic team of people that you can process supernatural sensitivities, details, promptings, all of these different things that you experience in the supernatural that is not normal to natural humans, prophetic monthly training is the place. So all of this is going on inside Courage Co. We kind of tease it here a little bit on the podcast, but you can get access to all of that over at www.courageco.org. And I encourage you to plug in. I encourage you to invite friends, humans, people that you know, people that need to develop, people that are stuck, people that are struggling with a hurt, a habit, or a hangup of some kind, people that want to grow closer to God, but that hasn't felt like an option, that it hasn't even felt accessible for some reason. And people that truly want breakthrough in their life, they want to make up for lost time. This is the community, this is the space, and you are invited. Whether you want free or you want to go deeper, you truly will get out of it what you put into it. That's such a cliche saying, but it is absolutely so true, right? Low investment, usually very little return. Bigger investment, usually bigger return. But it all has to do with how you show up. An example of this is God's promises. They work the same way. God has these precious promises for our lives, but we're not required to pursue them. God's heart is free will. We get to decide what breakthrough we are determined to get. And our life is always moving at the speed of our obedience. That's entirely on us. So if you are all about radical responsibility, if you're one of those weirdos that is not settling for safe or for surface and just is willing and ready to do the work of launching out into the deep, that's who you'll find over in Courage Go. The ones that are done seeing people that are being cowards, people that are shrinking back, people that are making excuses, and the ones that just decide to go for it. And when you do, man, what God will do. It's truly amazing. So I encourage you, come join us over in Courage Co., www.courageco.org. Some of you are asking too, if I have any spots on my coaching calendar this quarter. I do have a couple. Those are only open until booked. So if you want to learn about coaching one-on-one with me as well, you can email the team info@juliannapage.com. Just put coaching in the subject line and we'll send you all of the details about working together. All right, let's dive into some teaching today. We are going to teach today. So we usually do teaching on Tune In Tuesday, or really whatever day you can listen. What I recommend doing if you have not already is subscribe to the podcast. That's the best way to know when we release a brand new episode, and you can binge it, you can listen to it in the car, you can put in earbuds and go for a walk, take it to the gym, whatever you got to do. I recommend also listening more than once for like retention and kind of getting the exposure and getting the information, and then a second time to actually sit down and take notes and apply it. The value that is here on this podcast alone can change your life if you apply what is here. We work really hard to bring biblical truth that is real, that is relevant, that is practical and accessible to you. And so if you are led, it would honor us so much to rate the podcast 5 stars. Go ahead and do that right now. Take a second. Go rate the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, click, right? Don't just hang, get committed. Click on subscribe, rate it 5 stars, and then leave a review about how an episode, a golden nugget of wisdom, has changed your life in some sort of way. Share that. But then when you do, don't stop there. Go to www.juliannapage.com/podcast. Or just go to juliannapage.com and click on the podcast option and fill out the information there, and we'll send you the God's Vibes Matter 30-day devotional. This was a devotional that I wrote because I really didn't know that I could connect with God or that I could have a relationship with God, and this is what God had me doing initially to connect with Him. So it's in devotional form. Could totally bless your life, and you'll get it for free just by subscribing, rating the podcast 5 stars, and leaving a review. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of that. All right, so let's teach. We were talking in the God's Vibes Matter recently on something I've called your love ministry, and we went deep into a lesson in there. Woo, super powerful, which was all about examining your love ministry. Now, I don't know about you, but we tend to, as humans, live for lesser things. We tend to major in minor things and get caught up and stuck in petty things, okay? That ain't it. That's just a whole lot of unnecessary suffering and circling the mountain. So there is another option, but it does require and cost everything. And this is examining your love ministry. So love is major. Love is major. It says in the Word of God too, right? If you've got all of these things, gifts, talents, abilities, all these things, right? But you have not love, you have nothing. You have nothing. Like, I don't care what your resume says. If you have not love, you have nothing. I don't care what your, you know, track record shows, all the accolades on your life. If you have not love, you have nothing. Okay? So we're going to talk about examining your love ministry. I also call it a love walk. And we do another thing as humans, which is really interesting. We flick our love on when people make us happy and when they're meeting our expectations and we're well pleased with them. And then we do this thing where we just flick the light switch off. We turn our love off when we're irritated, when somebody's letting us down, when they're not meeting our expectations, when they've disappointed us, when they've crossed the line. We want to throw up an ultimatum. That's it. How dare you cross me? I'm going to turn up my block ministry is what's going to happen now, right? And that's not exactly a love ministry. But how to evaluate your love ministry? First and foremost, ask yourself this question. Think about your heart right now and who has access to that heart and what has access to that heart. Another way that you can actually investigate this is think about what you talk about all the time, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The mouth is always going to be talking about what's in your heart, the things that you care about. So who has access to your heart? What's been stored up in your heart? And now the question, can God get in there? Can God get in your heart? So if you're anything like me, I mentioned that I did not come from a legacy of faith. I did not know that I could have a relationship with God, and I did not know what was at stake in not having one, okay? Really had no idea. So when I first started pursuing the Lord, right, when I became a born-again believer and started pursuing the Lord actively, that's where he started. He started with my heart, and I thought I was good, because we can be in this place where, you know, you're so broken that your heart is just fragmented, but it's not like a full-on shatter, right? So, you know, you're limping through life, but that's probably normal. That's what a lot of people do, right? Like, it's okay to be broken and high-functioning, right? No. So God doesn't want you brokenhearted. He doesn't want you fragmented. He doesn't want you lacking and insecure. He doesn't want you to have an orphan spirit. And an orphan spirit, if you've not heard this phrase or term before, it's like living like a foster child or an orphan in as you consider God and his kingdom, right? You're adopted when you're a born-again believer. You are adopted as God's child, right? As his son or as his daughter, you're adopted into his kingdom and you have access to his inheritance, all of these precious promises, right? But when we don't know this, we live like an orphan. We live like an orphan. So that's a heart problem. That's a heart issue. And a lot of times when we come into relationship with God in the very beginning, it's our heart that blocks us from accessing things. And it's our heart that is where we connect with God. Okay, so can God get into your heart? Can God get into your heart? For me personally, a lot of reasons why I felt like I was, you know, achieving things, but still not feeling like I was getting anywhere, or successful, quote unquote, in worldly terms, but not feeling fulfilled. That was really because there was so much going on in my heart that needed to be dealt with before you can put some grace and acceleration on it. So can God get into your heart? When are you open to receive guidance from God? Are you open to receiving guidance from God, to receiving wisdom and direction from God? And this wisdom and direction is different, right? There is earthly wisdom and there is heavenly wisdom. Different, okay? Like, earthly wisdom usually comes from the school of hard knocks. It usually comes from, you know, opinions of man from different life experiences. It's interesting, right? People that have been through something, they're usually the first to tell you what to do and what not to do, right? That's earthly wisdom, okay? There could be some wisdom to that. There could be some truth to that. But is it from heaven and is it the truth? That's questionable. And you should discern the difference, because when you just apply earthly wisdom, right, you get earthly results. But if you want supernatural results, you're going to need some heavenly wisdom. So heavenly wisdom is wisdom from the heavenly realm, wisdom from God. Are you open to receiving that kind of wisdom? Now, don't be ashamed if you feel like you haven't been. No guilt, no shame. We don't do that around here. Not good, bad, right or wrong. Just get it out there. Like, what is it? Put it on the table so you can look at it, okay? No judgment. Just get it out. So for me, I was not open to heavenly wisdom. I wasn't. That's not what I was pursuing with all my heart. That's not what I was running after. That's not what my motivation was. I didn't even know to desire that. So I was not pursuing that, okay? Until that really became costly and painful, all right? And then I knew that God had to be the only option. God had to be the solution, right? So one of the big ahas, or like a huge key of revelation that I got, was that I didn't know real love. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. It's probably because I don't know the author and the creator of love, right? Which also brings another question. What in the heck have I been devoting my life to? What am I doing? Right? And if I don't know love, then I probably am not loving myself, and then I'm probably not loving others. And so what am I doing? Probably just creating a bunch of messes, right? And being conditional or controlling or manipulative or having an agenda or really just having a hard time at life, right? So when are you open to receiving envisioned guidance from God? Something that's interesting is high achievers, high performers, perfectionists, people pleasers, codependents, you know, the people that are doing things in the world. And strangely enough, all of those dysfunction that the world claps for, these high performers and like growth junkies, usually they're under the title of like high performing, like high performance coaching, you know, they're those kind of folks. They spend about 60% of their energy on needle moving activities, like bottom line activities, like outcomes, right? So when you hear people say that they're going to 10x something, high achievers spend 60% of their energy on needle moving activities. So they've trained focus, they've harnessed some focus. But think about it this way. Just like a high performer spends 60% of their energy on needle moving activities, how much of your time is on efforts of impact, right? Like, how much time are you spending on your destiny? How much time are you spending on your eternal impact? How much time are you spending on those things? How much space in your life are you creating for those things? I think those are really powerful questions to be answering, because if you can't answer that, what are you doing? What are you doing? Right? Really, really powerful question. I read a book one time. It was called Who Will Cry When You Die? This was very enlightening. I read this when I was in grad school, feeling like I was having a quarter life crisis. Didn't even know what that was, but definitely in one that most people don't have until later. And so I'm reading this book and I'm thinking about, man, like, what am I actually creating in my life? Or what am I contributing to the lives of other people? Do other people even know me? Like, what do I allow them to experience of me? Like, what parts of me do I show them? How deep do I let them in? Like, do I even know me? The book was so enlightening, okay? But it's thinking about that. Who's gonna be there at your funeral celebrating your life because you've truly made an impact on them? I don't know about you, but that actually does something on the inside of me. It causes me to think differently. The Bible says it this way: teach us to number our days that we might live with wisdom. None of us knows our day, our time, our hour, right? This life is fleeting. It's like a blade of grass, the Bible says. A lot of times we live with this sense of entitlement, but we can see so quickly how life can change in an instant. And that's something that we can be sober minded about, that we can be present with, that we can humble ourselves to every single day. We're not God. Okay, so the most important high performance emotion is love. It's love. And love is a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do because it's a supernatural thing to do. It's not natural. It's not natural. God's love is reckless. It is radical. It is not normal. It is supernatural. And with God, you can also flow in His love. And if you want to build healthy relationships in your life, like if that is actually a desire, if you don't want to keep seeing the same patterns in relationships, if you don't want to see the same curses and covenants in relationships, if you don't want to see the same downfalls, pitfalls, destruction, dysfunction in relationships, love is non-negotiable. Like, you've got to start leaning into that, sacrificing for it, and learning it. If you want to build a healthy relationship with yourself, with God, with other people, you've got to learn God's love. Not conditional love, but God's love. So think about this. For you, what are the things that make you vibrant, that make you alive. What are those things? Some examples from my own life. Deep relationships. Like, relationships truly bring meaning, significance, purpose, joy, fulfillment to life. Meaningful pursuits. Like being on mission, being on assignment. I don't like being busy. It's not something I even put in my vocabulary. But I do like living full and fulfilled. That's different, right? I like being focused and intentional. I don't like just wasting time. Now, there's times where you can rest or there's times where you can play, but I don't just sit and waste my time, right? I like growth. I love learning. I love growing, right? I love pursuing new adventures, right? I call them God adventures, but I love those things. These things make me feel vibrant and alive. So for you, what are the things that make you feel vibrant and alive? Now, when some of those come to mind, think about, just like the high performers, right? They spend 60% of their time on needle-moving activities. Think about these things that make you vibrant and alive. How much time do you spend on those? Right? Relationship with God makes me feel vibrant and alive. How much time are you spending in your relationship with God? Right? What do relationships need to thrive? Not just to function, but to thrive. Constant communication, quality time, meaningful interactions, confrontation sometimes, right? Exchange, listening, you know? The adventures, memories, meaningful moments, right? Think about that. You can have all of those things in your relationship with God. So what are the things that make you vibrant and alive, and how much time are you spending on those things? Presence, being present in the moment. This is the gateway to happiness. We think that when I get there, then I'll be happy. When I meet this human, then I'll be happy. When I accomplish this milestone or this mile marker in my life, then I'll have arrived. So that means the rest of the time, I'm just miserable and trying to chase happiness, which is interesting because anything you're ever trying to chase is running from you. That is never a strategy. That's a big indicator that it's not for you or that you're not ready for it yet. What you're chasing doesn't want you. Okay? We don't chase, we pursue. Very different. Very different. So, for example, God says, right, I have good plans for you, planned in advance that you might walk in them. So, part of God's agenda, okay, is walking us, ordering our steps, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, ordering our steps straight into these good plans that he has for us. We walk into them. We don't chase them. Okay? Interesting though. So presence, being all in, all here right now is the key to happiness. It's a gateway to it, right? Because when you're in the past, you're actually interacting with dead things. Like there's no life back there. It already happened. You can't go back and change that. The way you restore the years, right? The way you redeem time is making the most of the time you have now and let God redeem it and bring it full circle and bring you into better, right? And then you also create your future now. You create your future by what you're deciding today. So presence, being all here right now in the moment is key. And presence in everything. Presence when you're driving in your car. Presence when you're getting ready in the morning. Presence when you're washing the dishes. Presence when you're cleaning the house. Presence when you're in that meeting, presence when you're working with that client, presence, like being all in the moment, being fully present and fully engaged. When was the last time that you were fully present? Not multitasking, not distracted, not scrolling social media. When was the last time that you were just fully present and in a zone? You can get really good at doing that. And then there's never a dull moment. Until you commit to the aims of connection and contribution, all the tools in the world are not going to help you. We are wired for connection and contribution. And when we settle for pursuing lesser things, we find disappointment, right? The only thing an idol is good for is disappointment. Let me break that down. An idol is anything that's taking God's position in your life. So a person, a job, finances, money, right? A goal, a dream, a desire, these things can become idols. Your brand, your business, how you're perceived, let's say even on social media, your platform. You know, you can tell if social media is an idol. If your account went away today, would you lose your mind? That's how you can tell if that's an idol or not, okay? So until you commit to the aims of connection and contribution, all these other tools in the world will not help you. You will never be satisfied. You will be constantly chasing things that you'll never catch. And it's absolutely vital that you learn to operate in and from and align yourself with love. And you can't really do that unless you know love himself. Okay. The only person you can control is you. Okay. So when it comes to a love ministry, you cannot control other people, but you can control you, and you can control how loving you choose to be or not, or how you will pursue love or not. You know, if you didn't know what real love was, okay, fair. I hear you. I was there too. So if you don't know what it is, though, there comes a point where you get to make a decision. Are you okay with that? Like, are you okay not knowing what it is and continuing to repeat patterns that don't serve you and you know, circling the mountain with the same relationship dysfunction, different humans, but same dysfunction? Like, if you're okay with that, you can keep doing that. But the option is, if you recognize that you don't know what real love is, to do something different. Do something different. The Bible reveals a God who's relentlessly closing the distance and paying the price to repair the disconnection we created in our relationship, right? So Adam and Eve, biblically speaking, back in the day, created disconnection from God, okay? So we now, through Jesus, have been connected to God again, right? We have the honor and privilege of having relationship with God. Direct access, right? God can't get any closer than living on the inside of you. And God's perfect love is fearless. It's fearless. It's radical. It can't overcome the most unimaginable things. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's freedom. The closer and closer you get to God, the more connected you get to Him, the more you break these different bondages off your life, and the more loving you actually become too. Because when you behold God, you behold love. You start looking into a mirror and you start mirroring that love to the world. The more God fills your life, the more freedom you'll have. So just do a little check right now. What is your life full of? You know, and I was mentioning being full and fulfilled. A nice little key that I have found is when you fill your life with the things that you love, your life becomes full. Full of the things that light you up, that make you feel alive and vibrant. And if you can have a majority of your life full of those things, then you could be loving a majority of your life. Now, that's not to say that there's not still the tests, the trials, the challenges, all the things. Those are still there. But if a majority of your life is full of what you love, what you're called to, your contributions to the world, the connections that you have, you'll still be thriving. So when you think about your love ministry, we've got options. Every day we can choose to master fear and in that way look like the devil. Or we can master love and in that way look like the Father. So fear is your enemy. Fear and love have complete opposite agendas and opposite strategies for achieving them. Usually, for example, when we are bulldozing through life, when we're moving at a crazy fast speed, when we're trying really hard, when we are inflating our ego, right? Usually fear is driving all of that. Fear of not being worthy, fear of not being significant, fear of failing, fear of not having enough, fear of loss of some kind, like fear of ending up like that person that you never want to end up like. Fear is usually driving that behavior, and it's driving it straight into a wall. Okay? Because fear and love cannot coexist in a person, relationship, or a culture. So if you, let's say that you've worked in these cultures, if you've worked in an environment that is fear-based, it's likely very controlling, manipulative, dysfunctional, toxic, like a toxic work environment is built on fear. 100%, right? But if you've been in a culture that is built on love, like you don't even know what to do in that culture half the time when you're used to fear, right? There's freedom in that culture. There's collaboration in that culture. There's honor in that culture, right? There's healthy communication. There's like, it's different. It's different. So it's really important that you can distinguish and discern the difference, because sometimes we keep getting the same lessons because we haven't awakened to the truth in those lessons and applied that to our life, okay? Usually, what we've been talking in the prophetic training that we do every month, right? You can plug in there if you want. It's in Courage Co, www.courageco.org. But we are talking about these different levels of awakening, if you will, right? So there is exposure information. This could be like reading the word of God, okay? You're getting exposed to what's true. And now you're like, huh, I used to think that that was true. But now that I've been exposed to this, That's changing things for me. That's interesting, right? Like I used to think that I was unworthy. I used to think that I was powerless. I used to think that I was a victim. I used to think, right? And then you start reading the truth and you're like, wait a minute, that ain't who I am. That ain't it. So then you start getting exposed to what's true. And now you're starting to question what no longer is true. Okay. Information, exposure. Then you get a revelation. So a revelation is how the Spirit of God brings that word to life for you personally. He makes it alive and active for you. So you could be reading, forget the former things. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Will you not perceive it? And you could have been writing in a journal or, you know, asking for some direction, or you can't figure out why you can't just like stop thinking about that thing. And then all of a sudden you start reading this verse and you're like, huh, I'm not actually supposed to be meditating on this or thinking about it day and night. That's not what God tells me to meditate on day and night. And he's telling me here to forget it. So if I'm going to forget it, right? Like if I'm going to forget this, what I'm reading right here, how do I, huh? Well, I guess if I'm forgetting something, then I probably have to focus on something different. So what should I focus on? Well, good point. The Bible says focus on whatsoever is good, lovely, noble, praiseworthy. What would those things be for you? This revelation is starting to take you on a journey, okay, that's personal to you. So you know this next step, how to apply it in your life. And then this is where the rubber meets the road here, right? When you start applying that revelation to your life, that's when you start getting the transformation and you start rolling your way straight into breakthrough, okay? But information alone is not going to transform your life. You can go sit in a church every single weekend and hear great preaching, but you might not have any revelation on that. And then you'll never apply it to your life and you'll never get the promise and the breakthrough and the transformation connected to that. Make sense? So, really, really important, right? We can't just think about a thing. We've got to actually get a revelation of a thing. So it almost metaphorically makes the baby leap, so to speak, within you. And then you're inspired to take new action and apply what you've learned in your life. And God is very clear that the spirit he put into you is not a spirit of fear, but it's a spirit of love. It's a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So when you've got monkey mind going on, when your emotions are all over the place, when you feel powerless, who do you think is behind that? That's not God. That is the enemy, right? So think about in your life right now, if you were to do like a little litmus test, how much your life is built on fear, and how much of it is built on the firm foundation of love. And the interesting thing is, unless the Lord builds it, it won't stand. So in a lot of ways, the things that we're building in fear will not stand. They will not work. And so that's why when we're looking for shortcuts, quick fixes, things of that nature, we never win. Because here's the thing, whenever you're looking for an escape, you always find an oppressor. Hoo-wee! Whenever you are looking for an escape, you always find an oppressor. When you're looking for a quick fix, when you're looking for an escape, when you're looking for an out, when you're looking for a shortcut, not good. Not good. And then it's kind of like Jonah, right? Like you're going to have to go right back to where you were before you took that shortcut. Only you suffered for it. And that didn't have to be the way. Okay? So fear is your enemy. Again, fear and love have opposite agendas. And God is very clear that the spirit he put in you is power, love, and a sound mind. Okay? Partnering with the spirit of God is the way to displace fear in your life. That's how you do it. We can't do that by power, by might. It's by the spirit. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear has to do with punishment. Fear has to do with punishment. So the guilt, the shame, the accusations, the enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren. So when we practice accusation, when we practice that, we start looking like the devil. Okay? Again, it's up to you what you want to master. But personally, I think love is a great option. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Right? And we are hope to the world right now, right? All of creation groans waiting for the revealing of the sons of God, right? The love, the light, the revelation, the goodness of God, the glory of God that we as carriers of God can share with the world is what the world needs. When we don't grow and mature in God, when we don't grow up in his love, right? We settle for lesser things and get stuck and caught up in lesser things. And we don't have a love ministry. We've got one that's different. You know, we might have a toxic one. We might have a dysfunctional one, right? We might have a very painful one. So you must have a strict no tolerance policy about fear and punishment in your life and in your relationships. Not going to partner with that. Nope, I can identify what that is. Not going to partner with that. I don't do that, right? I love to say, I don't partner with a liar, right? I don't do it. The enemy loves lies. It's what he loves to do, but I don't partner with liars. It's not what I'm into. Okay, so you have to have a strict no tolerance policy for that. That's guarding your heart. Learning to partner with the spirit of love requires you to become powerful. That's why many do not choose it. It's easy to some degree. We think it's easier. It's actually way harder, but we think it's easier to be a victim. We think that it's easier to make excuses. Fear would tell you that. We think that it's easier to shrink or to hold ourselves back, to judge and compare, to get jealous. We think it's easier to do that. Well, it's easier in the sense that that is accessible. It's not really hard to reach for those things. Those are very easy options to choose. It's harder to come up higher. It's harder to renew your mind. It's harder to become wise in managing your emotions and emotionally intelligent. It's harder to be still and seek the Lord. Like these things cost something. It is harder to do that. We have to labor. We have to work to enter into God's rest. So that is hard. That takes a shift. That takes intention. That takes your free will and a decision. And not everyone chooses that. But you have to think and make powerful choices. That's what powerful people do. And your success is fully determined by how powerful you are willing to become. So this would be my question to you. How powerful are you willing to become? How powerful are you willing to become? And how would you rate your love ministry? Like love being like 10, my love is on, or like 0, I have it fully off, right? Or it's very conditional. Where are you at in your love ministry? Just get a picture of that. Now, is there something that you would like to change, if at all, about your love ministry? And if so, what is your next step? What is your next step? For some of you, maybe that's getting into recovery. For some of you, maybe that's committing to your healing, hiring a therapist, working with a coach. For some of you, maybe it's finally starting to assert yourself and asserting your voice and giving yourself voice, starting to communicate and express yourself in the world where you used to only make other people important, you start taking up space. Some of you, maybe that's actually pursuing your dream. Some of you, maybe that's being willing to be seen and starting to invest in community and friendships, right? Not waiting on those things to come to you, but you go seek them. You go invest in them. The very things that you desire, you give first. You give them first. Really, really interesting. So think about it for you. What is your next step? And then challenge, go do it. Go do it. That's what courageous people do. They go and do the things. They risk much, but they can be strong and very courageous because the Lord is with them wherever they go. It's not easy. Fear is an option, but that's why we're told, do not fear. Instead, be strong and very courageous. And if you want other weirdos, spiritual running buddies along your journey, if you want to get connected with folks like that, I encourage you to get into the free Courage Co. community, www.courageco.org. What can happen when you give God a year of your life, but really what can happen when you're just willing to step out and find out what's possible by connecting with God and getting around other people that have testimonies of what's possible with Him? It's amazing. You will never be the same in the best way. And there's so many testimonies of folks in the Courage Co. community that can validate that. So I encourage you, come join us, www.courageco.org. If this message blessed you, I invite you to subscribe to God's Vibes. Hang out with us so you can be the first to know anytime a new episode is coming out. Rate the podcast 5 stars. Leave a review. Let us know that you're here. Also, share this with a friend. We have a heart to make sure that we can bring this encouragement, bring this life, bring this goodness to more people. And if you want to be a part of that, all you got to do is share it. All you got to do is share it. Share it on your social media feed. Share it as a text message. Copy the link. Share it with somebody. Let me talk about God for you. If you're not comfortable talking about God, I will do it. Whatever it is, but I encourage you to share. All right, everybody, I hope this message blessed you. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.